From Hebrews and Matthew, the curtain is torn from top to bottom. Our text today describes for us the sanctuary of ancient Israel in an effort to help us see the separation between God and God's creation. The writer reveals how it is God's actions in our lives through Jesus Christ that God destroys the curtain that separates us from God. Jesus opens the gate to God and our future relationships with God. Jesus, the high priest, sympathetic to God's creation, is the final sacrifice. Grace of God incarnate comes to us because of God's love for us. Jesus goes to the cross willingly, gives his life for ours, and takes our sins with him. The sacrifices of animals constantly repeated because those sacrifices did not fulfill the covenant of God completely. Jesus completes the covenant God has with creation, and therefore Jesus, once, is all that is needed. The new covenant is for all who believe. We are led by the faith of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit gives us an open gate to God. It is by the power of the Holy Spirit that we are able to see the open gate of God. The curtain has been torn in two when Jesus died on the cross. Like the curtain that separated the people from the Holy of Holies, Jesus is the gate God opens to us. In Jesus, God opens the gate once for all and never needs to sacrifice again. Jesus, after he rose from death, ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. No animal sacrifice ascended to God. This is the sacrifice God chooses because God chooses us. We don't choose God. When we commune, we remember what Jesus has done for us. The words are, Jesus died for many, because not all will believe, but for those who believe, the gate is open. Our life in Christ begins at our baptism, and in our confession, we daily remember the promise of God. Our forgiveness is daily, because we sin daily. Our repentance is daily, from all our sin. We will continue to turn back to God. The Holy Spirit is our guide since Jesus ascended to the right hand of God. God is our God, not only the God of the Jews. The God of creation initiates the relationship with God's creation as God tears the curtain in the temple in two. It is God who seeks us. It is Christ's death on the cross that opens the gate in our relationship with God. It is God who comes to us from behind the closed door, bringing with him the love that opens the gate. I repeat, no longer do we bring animal sacrifices for our sins. Jesus is our sacrifice once and for all. God wants a good relationship with us. Today, God comes to us in the Holy Spirit. God does this, not us. God seeks that relationship with us, and God's grace gives us life. The gate is open to all who believe. We are no longer cut off from God. God opens the gate for you and me because God loves us completely. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you choose us to be in a relationship with your creation and have opened the gate that was closed because of our sinfulness. You came down to us in Christ Jesus as a final sacrifice for our sin, opening a new future for all your children. Remind us always in the blood of Christ that you are the God who forgives us, and in all things your Holy Spirit comes to us, building a relationship with all your creation. You are our God, and we are your children, now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.